Good morning. You're dialed into Global Time with Christ Jesus. Isn't it wonderful to hear our intro coming on and everything working perfectly, it appears? Today's Tuesday, and it's April 29th, the 20th, the 2014, I'm sorry, year of the Lord. Today we are just so thankful that we are able to continue our journey of prayer, and God is continuing to show himself to us, continuing to teach us while we were on the adventure of prayer. Today, one of the things that we do want to note, and it probably is a focus for us as we go into our prayer process, so to speak, is the fact of delays and denials. How many of you have experienced delays to your prayer request? How many have experienced denials? Well, we all have. And that is a fact of prayer. And today, we want to make note of that so that as we pray, we understand what it is that God is doing and accomplishing when we pray. It is a learning experience, and we need to give thought to those mysteries, the mystery of delays and denials. In prayer, we must be prepared for delays and for denials. We live in a world where most things are designed to be received or had on demand. Now, prayer is not that way. Prayer is, the Christian praying is like a brave soldier who, as the conflict grows more severe, exhibits more courage. So when delays and denials come, he increases his earnest asking and does not stop until prayer prevails. So that the important point is not the answer to prayer, but the agreement with God's command for intercession. And this causes our faith to shine more brightly. So there is a mystery concerning prayer. When we're thinking it's all about our requests, God is focused on the fact that we are in agreement with him about asking, about intercession, about the priestly duty. And that pleases him. So we are changed. We are changing. Often we are focused on the situation changing. Well, that's not God's main focus, is that we are changed. Our character is made brand new as we engage in agreement with him concerning prayer. And so I'm observing and I'm seeing that, and others who are great men and women of God testify to the same mystery and the same phenomena. So it's a learning process. It's a learning experience, this journey of prayer. Let us take a look at a section of the Word of God that gives us a clue to the mystery of prayer and how it works. And it's coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. That's 2 Corinthians. That's Paul's letter to the church at Corinth. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. And it says, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version, it says, "And all of us, as with unveiled face, because we continue to behold in the Word of God as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are constantly being transfigured into his very own image in ever-increasing splendor, and from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So, as we behold his promises that he has recorded in the Bible, as in a mirror, with a fervent heart towards yielding to the command to pray and to intercede, we are being changed. That's what transfigured means. We're being changed into his very own image. And this process is an ever-increasing process, so that we go from one degree of glory to another. That's wonderful stuff, really. And I pray that you would meditate on it. I remember the first time that gained a hold on me many years ago. I thought it was one of the most fascinating statements, because we think of prayer as either doing something to God or doing something for the situation. Well, it pleases God, it's anything, and it allows him the freedom to do what he wants to do with us and changing us. And it's that's how we change. So we must bring a balanced understanding and desire to the experience and process of praying, so that when we're done, even on today in our session, we are receiving increasing splendor from one degree of glory to another. We be changed. Isn't that wonderful? And I found that to be my own experience, that I am being changed as we engage in prayer, because the standard for the change is his very own image, becoming more like him. Oh, that's too wonderful to not to give thought to. Really, it is wonderful. So meditate on that even as we go into prayer today. Well, welcome to all of you. Thank you for joining us. It's such a great pleasure. I'm Aubrey L. Gregory, and I'm your host for the few minutes that God has given us to do this exercise, if you will. So we were just focusing on the fact of delays and denials. We will experience those, but those allow us to press in, causes us to overcome a lot of things, overcome our inability to wait on the Lord. And I've come to the fact, I mean, I've just given up more and more. I don't know that I have completely, but I'm certainly learning to give up my own personal internal struggles about such things as delays and denials, because I'm finding out that God's timing is perfect. We want what we want when we want it, don't we? Well, because he knows the beginning from the end, he's the first and the last, he knows just when to deny and how long to delay. And our surrendering to that allows us to be in agreement with him. And it's in the space of agreement that God's hand moves. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know about you, but that stirs my heart. Praise his name. Okay, your lines are free and open and available for your own praise report to come forth. And your prayer request as well, so that this thing called being transformed into his own image with increasing splendor from one degree of glory to another happens. Well, I have a praise report, and it's really not mine. It really belongs to a bunch of people. I don't know how much I can lay claim to it, but on Saturday, finally, we came to a place of receiving. And talking about delayed, I was delayed for quite a while. Our women's ministry was seeking a name that describes its priorities, its focus, and its purposes. And finally, we happened up on a name for the women's ministry. And I like it, the women love it. And it's called Warriors on a Mission. W-O-A-M is the acronym. WOAM. Warriors on a Mission. And I thank God for that, because I think that so accurately describes our ladies and their focus and their intent and purpose. So for that, we should give God praise and thanks, because that's what he's shaping the ladies into. And I can see it, I can sense it. It is powerful. And God is doing something awesome. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Okay, amen. We're open for your, yes, praise God. We're open for your praise report and your prayer request. And how are you feeling today? I trust you.
Wonderful. Awesomely favored.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. I think you have to share that with me, because I feel the same way. You don't get to have all of that by yourself. And hopefully it's enough to go around, because I'm claiming my share. But God is just, he's just awesome. We're sensing the energies of faith being increased and opened up as we trust God more and more. Okay, so today I really want to hear if there's any prayer request that you have. I want to really leave a space. I know that there are some things that on your heart. I'm believing God that he has placed some things on your heart. I know he's stirring. I can feel his energy all day long. And I know that he is stirring his people. And I know I can go through a considerable list of things that I'm sensing in my spirit that he wants us to connect with him about. And so I'm hoping that is the case with you as well, because he's forming a people in the midst of all of the turmoil and chaos that is present on our planet right now. God is at work. He's doing some things, and you have to be discerning to see it, to see through the fog, if you will, of confusion and chaos. You have to have a penetrating sight. In fact, you have to have insight. You have to be able not just to see, but to see through. God is taking us from the surface to the depths. He's taking us to a place, even as I think of it, I'm thinking of The Holy Spirit is giving me the imagery of the ocean and the fact of its depth that we are amazed and are not able to penetrate because of its depth. It's amazing depth. Well, the mysteries of God are the same, and God's work and God's processes and handiwork is about the same thing. We are being led into the deep waters. So the days were just tippy-toeing in the waters of God's mystery. The ocean of his purposes is over. That season is over. We must now venture following him obediently into the depths. That's where he wants us, in the depths, because he wants to change us from one degree of glory to another. We just saw it in his word. He's not about what we did yesterday at the beach, just have the water run over our toes. That was yesterday. He's going from one degree of glory, taking us from one degree of glory to another. And for us, often it's disorienting and shows up as a dilemma because we want to stay where it's comfortable. We don't want to probe. We find a comfortable place and that's where we want to stay. But I'm encouraging you that that's not what God wants. I want us to understand that. He wants us to go to the deep. We can put that metaphor in many ways. In the scripture, we see him saying to the apostles, let us go over to the other side. Yeah, he's always leading us to another place. But then as you go, guess what happens? The enemy sees the progress and rears up his ugly serpent-like head to stop the movement. So you and I have to be positioned like brave soldiers to exhibit more courage as the conflict grows, to push and go forward in spite of. Now, the enemy always has a purpose for delays or trying to deny. And God allows it. Daniel prayed fervently, and his prayers were delayed. Yeah, we see that right in the Word of God. It's a model for our intercession, as he was interceding for himself and his people. So depth is what God is heading for, and that brings out greater change, greater transformation in you and I. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to approach you, and we come, Lord, with awe of who you are, awe of your design for lives, for our lives, your design for the nations, your design for the present and the future. And it's assured because you are God. We come to you out of sheer helplessness. We are unable to help ourselves other than to make up our minds, make the decision to follow you closely.
Yeah.
Every day as you take every turn, as you take us to the depths or to the heights, whatever the case may be, that we are able to be courageous enough, focused enough, determined enough to follow you from where we are to beyond, even where we cannot see where you're going. We just know that we can follow your footsteps, follow you by the Holy Spirit as he draws us, keeping us close to you. So today, we present ourselves in our helpless state in your throne room at your feet.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for giving us entrance, for admitting us in. And like the Good Samaritan who found the man bleeding on the side of the road, you minister to us, pouring in the oil and the wine.
Hallelujah.
Renewing us. Bringing us from one state of being to a higher state of being. Help us today. We ask you to forgive us for our missing the marks, the standards that you have provided for life, and how we missed them. Some intentionally, some unintentionally. But we know that forgiveness is in your hand. And we ask you to lay that hand upon us to make us whole, heal us, keep us, restore us in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who so freely shed his blood for our cleansing.
Mm.
Father, dip your finger on the altar and just touch us with his blood so that we are now whole. We are now made clean. We are now made righteous in your sight because we have the covering of your Son's righteousness. Now we are whole. We thank you in the name of Jesus for forgiveness and for cleansing, so that this day be a day of travel from one glory, one degree of glory to another, because it can only come from you through your Spirit. We bless your name and we thank you today. And Father, we thank you for each person that's on our prayer team today. Quicken us all by your Spirit. Refresh, renew, make alive. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Well, we thank God that we're seeing the hand and his hand for sure. And we're seeing God use this prayer cast to touch the lives of many. We're getting our statistics all the time. We can see them daily. And there are people far and wide that God loves, that God is working on, that God he cares about, and he's stirring people globally. I can tell you, I can sense it, I see it, I know that God is at work.
Hallelujah.
Coming up in a couple of weeks or so, we're going to be joining the others around the world that are praying for Muslims, that God
Hallelujah.
Would bless them with light in the name of Jesus. They will be in their period called Ramadan, and we will pray for all of the Muslims and the Muslim nations and tribes, if you will, that God would visit them in a powerful way. They all belong to God.
That's right.
All belong to Him. All the nations are His. And it's His to give away. He said to the Son, ask of me and I will give you the nations for an inheritance and the utmost parts of the earth for a possession. So what we're doing is simply agreeing with our Father in heaven that all of the nations are His and His to give. So He's going to give His Son the nations for an inheritance, and He's doing that even now. So we must stand with Him in agreement. So that is why we will pray for those nations. And we pray with the idea that God would have us do that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we invite you to join us. We will somehow have a list of those nations. We did it last year. And this is those nations and those tribes, that's their time of fasting and prayer. And be prepared that God will send a Muslim person, a person of the Muslim faith into your life, into your orbit. And what do? You bless them. This is what you do. You bless them consciously. Don't hold them at arm's length as if they're something strange. No. They belong to God. Some know it and some don't. And we know because God has shed His light upon us. Well, we want the same light to shine upon them. Amen? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, while we are at it, is there a praise report or a prayer request that you may have?
I have something on my heart today.
Okay.
The what's been strong on my heart today is relationships in the body of Christ. That in the body of Christ, we start being serious about building relationships among each other and outside in the community, deep relationships.
Okay, so that's God's desire.
And the love would increase in the body.
Scripture has multitudes of things to say about the one another situation, the one another. And what we're wrestling against is the rank individualism that we've been taught by the world. And so God wants our mind renewed so that we magnetically cling to each other because we are one spirit, one body. And so what you're asking or desiring is of God. Let us pray about that. Let us bring that before Him. That is a prayer I know that He will receive. Father, we come to You on behalf of Your people, of us who endeavor to follow You. You've brought us from the east, the west, the north, and the south.
Yes.
And You're fashioning out of us a holy nation, a nation of kings and priests. Help us to catch that powerful project that You have going on of bringing us from diverse places as diverse persons and molding and fashioning us into this one unit called Your people. We thank You, Lord. And thank You for opening our eyes that we see that this is not the way of the world. This is your way. The way of the world is that we all mind our own thing and be our own thing and do our own thing. But that conspires against your plan and your purpose.
Yeah.
So today, by your spirit, we are asking that you would help our infirmities. Help us to shed the thoughts and the way of the world. So that by your spirit, you're much more easily able to fashion us, to knead us, to bring us together into this one unit called your body, called the church, for your purposes. Father, your son Jesus prayed that we would be one, and this is how the world would know that you in fact sent him, because we are one. And we are not just one in the same building. We are one in our hearts, our minds, our spirit. Consciously, intentionally, united under the direction of your Holy Spirit.
That's so, God.
So we are one. And the world then takes notice. And desires to be a part of, because they're not seeing that, they're not experiencing that, except that we are showing it to them, not by what we say, but by what we're actually doing, how we be, in the name of Jesus. We thank you today that you're helping us, because we are unable to help ourselves. Thank you for changing and renewing our minds, for transforming our thoughts, so that we are no longer satisfied with the status quo. We are hungering and yearning for righteousness for the sake of Jesus Christ. And for the display of that righteousness, so that the world sees light when they look our way. They see the light of Jesus Christ. So we thank you today. We thank you that you've heard our prayer. And we know that there's the answer, because it's your desire that we should pray this way. It's your desire to answer that prayer on purpose, with great intent. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Now,
even as we pray that, guess who gets changed? Not God.
Amen.
We get changed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the Lord. We get changed.
Hallelujah.
Because we're the answer to that prayer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. We're the answer to that prayer. Not God is the answer. We're the answer to that prayer.
And amen to that.
Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. Can you feel it on the inside?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Have mercy on us, oh God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a humbling thing. It's a humbling thing. It humbles us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
The humility, Lord.
Yes, yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Great.
Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Hallelujah.
Yes. That is
thank
in your
you,
word.
Lord.
Who
yes,
called by
thank my you, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Humble and
praise his name.
Humble themselves and seek my hallelujah.
Yes. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
To God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Great
praise
God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's God's grace and mercy that enables us to change. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. He's changing us. He's changing us.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. God.
Praise the
Lord. Magnify Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Our key is to be of one mind. One mind. Because the enemy comes together with one mind. In Psalm 2, verse 1, it says, why do the heathen, meaning the nations, rage and conspire a vain thing? They're operating with one mind against the Lord. One mind. And we must stand with one mind in the name of the risen Christ on the side of God. One mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, as our time begins to wind up, I have found it to be profitable to obey the command in the scriptures. It says that we should pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Oh, yeah.
And God has made it possible that Jerusalem is at the center of his plan, and he's been able to open my eyes to see that. And we should make it the center of our perspective as well. If we're going to view eternity, we must view it from the perspective of standing in Jerusalem. Yes. Meditate on that. Meditate on that. So he said to the psalmist David, he says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and they that love thee shall prosper. You want to prosper? Stand at the center of God's perspective. And his perspective is Jerusalem. The seat of eternity will be in Jerusalem. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yeah. Meditate on that. It'll take some meditation to catch what God has contained in that. So we're going to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Oh, Father, we ask that you not keep silent. May you not be quiet. That you not be still. See how your enemies are astir. They're on the move. Your foes rear up their heads. With cunning they conspire against your people. They plot against those that you cherish. Come, they say, let us destroy them as a nation, that the name of Israel be remembered no more. With one mind they plot together. they form an alliance against you. Father, let them know that you, whose name is the Yahweh, that you alone are the Most High over all the earth. We thank you for hearing our prayer, because we pray in the strong, mighty, and powerful name of Jesus Christ, who is the anointed King and Messiah, our risen, our reigning, and returning Prince of Peace, whose name shall be Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, I bless you on today, and I trust that you will sense and feel the energies of heaven as you walk with the King all day today.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, enter into it intentionally. Yes. We'll take our benediction today from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16 and verse 17. Now, our Lord, Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which had loved us and have given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. God bless you. Walk with the King.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Shalom,
thank
everyone.
You. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Thank you. Victory.
Esther.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.